Welcome in on the College Basketball Home podcast. This is the first inaugural episode of the podcast starting here. And today we're going to start talking about, we're going to talk a little bit about Duke and a little bit about Auburn this year with college basketball. Of course, we all know how good Duke is. We all know the freshmen, you know, Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish. We know how electrifying they've been here in the early part of the season. But we're going to talk a little bit about how their chances stack up against the field to win the national championship. Now, a lot of people, even Vegas, has jumped in on the bandwagon of the, you know, the odds of them going undefeated or whatnot, which it's really hard to go undefeated in basketball. I think the last time it happened was 76, I believe, or 78 with Indiana, coached by Bob Knight. And it just shows you how hard it is. You know, all the UNLV teams couldn't do it. The 2015 Kentucky team couldn't do it. It's really hard to go undefeated, especially nowadays with, you know, the level playing fields that exist, and just the amount of games you have to play, 40, you know, at least 40 or so games plus the NCAA tournament. It's just really hard to go undefeated. I'm going to talk about Auburn and about how, you know, the Bruce Pearl and what he has done down there on the Plains. I'm an Auburn fan. I'm a supporter. I've been going to games for years now, even during the dark ages with Tony Barbee and Jeff Lebo. And I'm going to take it firsthand. He's transformed that basketball program. I heard someone on the ESPN today talking about the Maui Invitational, and they mentioned Auburn with the likes of Duke and Gonzaga, you know, talking about them being a household name. And I just got to be thinking, like, are they really household names? Like, I understand, you know, that Auburn's number 9 in the country, and, you know, they're picked to, if not win the SEC this year, they're picked to compete for it. They're picked to be a top 3 or 4 seed in the tournament. A household name, that's a really strong message that you're saying, that if you, you know, talk about Auburn in that way. What about Duke? The one thing I look for, if you're a, you know, college basketball fan, if you have time to watch this week, watch Auburn versus Duke on, I believe it's next Tuesday, on the Maui Invitational. Now, what's got to happen is Auburn has to play Xavier in the first round there, and Duke has to play San Diego State. Now, I believe Duke will run through San Diego State. I think we're just going to win by 16 points. I mean, it could be more. I don't know what the line exactly is there yet. I don't know if they have one out yet. Duke should run through San Diego State. I mean, they're a good defensive team, but they don't have the offense to keep up with Duke. Auburn plays Xavier. Xavier's an unranked team. They lost. They're 1-1 this season. I'm not saying that's, like, the reason that, you know, Auburn's going to beat them. I'm not one of those guys that look at the record and say, okay, well, the winning team's going to, you know, the best record's going to win. I'm not that kind of guy. Especially in college basketball, you can't be that way. But I will say that, if Auburn plays their game, they should beat Xavier by 10 to 15 points handily. The one thing you look out for in these tournaments, you know, especially with Auburn, I watched Auburn last year, and they opened the tournament. They opened with the College of Charleston Classic. I think they're playing that tournament's actually playing right now on ESPN all day. But when Auburn opened up there, they beat, I forgot who they beat in the opening game. Then they turned around and got blown out by Temple. I mean, that kind of turned out to be a rallying point for the Tigers as they went on to win like 20 straight or whatnot. But you have to watch out for those in these tournaments, especially, you know, being in Hawaii and, you know, away from the campus and everything. Like, you have to watch out for maybe lulls in either their effort or their shooting. You know, with Auburn, Auburn's one of those teams where they have to shoot well to win. If they don't shoot well to win, like, if they don't shoot well, they're not going to win. They're not going to be successful. The thing about this year's team is, though, they have the pieces around them to, when they suffer shooting droughts, to not get too caught up in it. You know, you watch Auburn versus Washington. Auburn beat Washington 88-66, but the game was not necessarily close. I knew it was a 30-point game in the second half before Auburn started subbing in and out, and Washington actually found a little rhythm there and brought the game within about 20, and then,
you know, it kind of stayed around there. Bryce Brown and Jared Harper, I don't have the stats with me right now, but they didn't shoot particularly well. I think they might have both made their first three or something, and they had like a big lull after that. But you see other guys step up, you know, Chuma Okeke, you know, you see Anthony McLemore, Samir Dowdy had a big game, and more or less his coming out party. And you watch Auburn, like, the difference between this year and last year was last year had a lot of the same pieces, but if Jared and Bryce weren't hitting on their shots, then Auburn wasn't going to win the game. And more or less, they might even get blown out just because that's what they depended on. They depended on Jared and Bryce going down the floor and right when they crossed half court, you know, throwing up a shot. And it went in a lot of times, but the times it didn't were the times they needed it to and the times that they suffered. And I just look at that as being like a good measuring point for this team, especially like if you get past Xavier, they're going to have to play number one team in the country in what could be one of the best teams we've ever seen on a college basketball floor. Now, I'm not particularly high on Duke, and as in expectation-wise. Like, I think they're the best team in the country this year, and they are being national title favorites. I think 2-1 is what their odds are now. I think I saw it. It's closer to 1-1. I don't buy into all that. I mean, one significant, you know, unfortunate injury or one, you know, maybe somebody blows up on a teammate and, you know, everything goes haywire. You never know what could happen, especially in college basketball. And especially with the one-game tournaments, one-and-done tournaments. But I think, this podcast really is about, you know, that game Tuesday, if it happens. Auburn's got to get past Xavier. They got to find their stride in the shooting game. The one thing to watch out for, Austin Wiley had 17 points and 7 rebounds of the night against Mississippi College. And I know it was Mississippi College, and their tallest guy was like 6'7", 6'8". But Austin Wiley, when he got in there, he was just getting fouled because they couldn't stop him on the inside. And he shot his free throws well. And
if he does that, if he shoots free throws well and he's getting fouled and gets to the line and he's pulling down rebounds,
this team can be almost unstoppable. When you can, if you're having a shooting struggle, you can dump it down to him and he can get you a bucket or two. Chuma Kiki's one to watch out for. I think he's going to be a breakout player in the SEC. He had a chance to be the SEC player of the year. Only 3 points of the night against Mississippi College, but that was probably due because he didn't play a lot. He was being very passive-aggressive. Kind of what you expect a star player to do against a bad team. You know, you don't want him to, you know, try too hard and pull a hamstring or just have a freak injury like that because he's, you know, putting out so much effort
in a game that they don't have to win. But I will say, one thing I will say is
that if you're a college basketball fan, you have to watch this game Tuesday. This might be the best game of the year. Now I'm selecting Duke to win by 8. I don't know what the odds would be on that. If that happens, I think the odds would be around 10 or 12 in Duke's favor, maybe a little less just because it's Vegas. I'm not sure. But I would pick Duke to win by around 7 or 8 right now, which is a very close game. If Auburn loses by 8, they should be very encouraged by this game. Because I just don't see anybody beat Duke right now, not in the way they're rolling. But, you know, they could hit a you know, a wall with their shooting. Or you never know with these freshmen, you know, even how good they are, how dynamic they are, they still are freshmen. And you just never know, you know, how they're going to react to being in a tournament environment and playing another good team. You know, everybody makes a big deal about that Kentucky game. I don't think Kentucky's that great. Kentucky might be the third or fourth best team in the SEC, and that's maybe, like, LSU's really good. Mississippi State's really good. Auburn's good. Tennessee's good. Vanderbilt looked, you know, I'm not saying Vanderbilt looked great, but they looked pretty good against USC tonight. So you never know how they're going to, you know, fare throughout the rest of the season. So that's why I don't put too much stock in that Kentucky game, even though it is a number two recruiting class. It's not about where you're rated, it's about who the guys you bring in are. You see a lot with football how, you know, Auburn got the number one recruit defensive end in the country a couple years ago, Byron Cowart. Now he's playing at Maryland. You know, he didn't even touch the field against Auburn, or with Auburn, excuse me. So you just look at that, and it's not all about the ratings and the stars and the metrics and all that of the recruiting ranks. It's about the guys you get, how well they fit together, and how well their games complement each other and, you know, go along with the guys that are already on campus. So I look for that. I'm excited about this next Tuesday. I hope Auburn gets past Xavier, and I hope Duke gets past San Diego State. Because I think, you hear from me right now, I think this has been one of the most exciting games of the season. And watch out, if Auburn gets hot, they will pull off the upset. This has been the first episode of the College Basketball Home Podcast. Be sure to look out for more episodes, and thank you for your time.